Hi, everybody. Welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. So happy you've joined us today. Today is November 30th. We're at the end of our month. But before we close it out, we want to jump in on a career article about saying thank you. Now, before we get into the lesson, let's meet the people that are going to help us teach this. Amanda, welcome, Amanda.
Thank you, Steve. I'm happy to be here.
We're so glad you're here. I think it's great that you're here because you are so polite.
Why, thank you.
You are a very polite person. Another polite person, Campbell. Welcome, Campbell.
Thank you, Stephen. It is fantastic to be here today.
Ooh, he's really pouring it on.
Yeah.
Great.
Stepping it up.
All right. Well, we're on page 45, and it's an article about what we'd say being polite, or a very formal way to say that is etiquette. And that is a vocabulary focus word today. Campbell, how is that described?
Well, etiquette is a set of rules or customs that control accepted behavior. So, as you were saying, different rules for being polite.
Okay, and there's different etiquette for different places where you are. For example, if you're in a restaurant, there's restaurant etiquette, right?
Right.
What would be something in a restaurant that you should or shouldn't do that is polite?
Well, I think many people have a certain way you should use your utensils when you're at a restaurant.
Okay, good.
Right, chewing with your mouth closed and putting your napkin in your lap, things like that.
Yeah, and maybe even using the cell phone, right? Talking loudly at your dinner table would be kind of impolite.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think it's also good to note that different cultures have different ideas of etiquette, too. Mm. So it's not just about your location, but it's also about, you know, your culture.
That's a great point. And as we're talking about restaurant etiquette, one thing that might be acceptable here in Asia after you eat a delicious meal is burping.
Mm-hmm.
Burping. You know, and in the West, that's kind of impolite. It's rather rude to do that, especially in public. So that's an example of something where it's polite in one culture and not so polite in the other, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Etiquette, I think also another place would be the gym. There's something called gym etiquette. Mm-hmm. When you work out, you are mindful of other people who want to use the equipment. And you put your equipment away when you're finished. You just don't leave it on the floor.
That's and wiping down the bench so it's not all sweaty from your workout.
Right. That's part of gym etiquette. So etiquette applies to many, many different areas of our life. Now, in today's career article, we're going to talk specifically about etiquette as it relates to applying for a job. So in the job interview, we want to know what is a polite thing to do after the interview. So why don't we get into the reading and begin on page 45 at the top. Don't forget to say thanks.
Don't forget to say thanks. After the big job interview, sending a thank you letter is more than just proper etiquette. Sending a thank you letter is as important as interview preparation. But they're tough to write, so people either tell themselves that not sending one doesn't matter, or they procrastinate until it's too late and almost pointless anyway. Why it's important. A thank you letter is an additional sales piece. You're selling a product. You. So beyond the reason of etiquette, the letter sells you as a polite person who recognizes that the interviewer gave you something valuable, time and consideration. A fundamental rule of sales is to keep the product in front of the buyer and reinforce its benefits. So the letter gives you ample space to comment on what you liked about the company, why your skills are of benefit to them, and how much you're interested. Thank you letters are one of the reasons it's important to take notes during an interview. Not only does it show good attention to detail, it saves you from having to scrunch up your face trying to remember some of the information you learned about the company and position during the interview. Let's look at how to create one of these so that it becomes a less odious task.
All right, now before we look at how to create a thank you note or a thank you letter, let's look at the thank you note in general first. I think you guys were well-raised. I think I was well-raised to be polite, right? Did your parents make you write thank you notes when you were young, right?
Yes.
Why would we write a thank you note?
I think because it's something that tells the other person, of course, that you thank them for what they did, but they can keep it and remember it.
Yeah. On occasion, like if someone gives you a gift, for example, your grandparents give you something for Christmas. I remember parents making me and my brother and my sister write thank you notes for the gifts we got. How about you, Campbell?
Yeah, I think it's just a way of just acknowledging the gift and just showing the person that you appreciate what they gave to you.
Yeah. And, of course, writing thank you notes today, in this day and age, it seems to be kind of a lost art, right?
Yes.
Not so many parents teach their kids to do that anymore. And if they do, maybe a quick email would suffice, right? Just do it digitally. Is there a difference, Campbell?
I think for sure. Writing anything, you know, is kind of a lost art now. And I think it's something that people do appreciate, even if it's the postcard or a letter, a handwritten letter. I think it is very rare now. You know, most mail now is just junk mail with lots of letters and bills. And so you rarely do get a handwritten letter.
That's right. Amanda, what does something handwritten mean to you? What does it say to you as opposed to receiving the same information in an email?
I think it says that you put more effort in because it does take physically more effort to send the letter. You know, you need, once you've written the letter, then you need to go take it to the post office, get the stamp for it, you know, and post it. So in the physical sense, it's, you've shown you a lot more effort than the convenience of sending an email.
Right.
And it's also more personal because only I can write that letter. Mm-hmm. You know, you can send an email on my behalf with my name and no one would know the difference. But, you know, my wife would know if I sent a letter versus Amanda sending a letter signing my name. Mm-hmm. You know, it's something that comes from me.
There's something about also handwriting. I know for myself, my mom still loves to write handwritten letters. And so when you get the letter, you're like, oh, it's my mom, you know, or it's my dad, because I can tell from their handwriting who it is.
I was going to say the same thing, Amanda. I think, like you said, Campbell, only you have your handwriting. So people will know if you wrote it or not, not somebody sending something on your behalf. And handwriting is very special, and that, too, is becoming something of a lost art. I think people aren't being taught to have clear handwriting, and it's really changing the way we communicate.
Right, for sure. And even, I mean, especially in the Chinese culture, I know a lot of people are talking about the fact that people don't know how to write those characters anymore, you know, and it's not just us who were, you know, raised abroad and now we're learning Chinese and learning how to write. Actually, people who were born here in Asia don't know how to write anymore because they type everything.
That's right. Yeah, I just read an article about that. People in China, young people, don't know how to write the word ganga. It's a little complicated, but normally what they would do is just use pinyin and type it in, and then it would come on the screen and they would recognize it and accept it. But for them to write it from memory, they just don't know how to do it. Okay, so maybe that's one reason why they're so tough to write. In line 9, we find out the author says, thank you notes are tough to write. Why, besides that, if you have sloppy handwriting, that's one reason why you might be against writing one. What's another reason they're tough to write?
Well, here it's saying that either people tell themselves that not sending one doesn't matter, or they procrastinate until it's too late, and then it almost is pointless anyway.
Okay, so yeah, you know, you're wondering, is it really worth the time? Because it's going to take time, it's going to take effort, it's going to take thought, and you want to communicate in a way that is unoffensive. You want to show your appreciation. So it's a little tough to write a thank you note.
It does take a lot of effort, because, I mean, if you think about writing something handwritten, you know, if you make a mistake, you can white it out, but then it gets sloppy. So if you make too many mistakes, you kind of have to start over. It's not like with an email you can just delete and just no one would know the difference.
Right. Mm-hmm. And how many of us have received a card or a thank you note with a lot of white out on it or that white tape?
Mm-hmm.
And we appreciate that, right?
Yeah.
At least they're trying and they're using their own handwriting to say thank you. Well, there are many ways and reasons why we should say thank you. One is after you go through a job interview. And so after the job interview is over and maybe you go back to your house, it's very good. It's a good thing. It's an important thing to send a thank you note to the person who interviewed you. And so on line 16, we find out why it's important. Campbell, what's one reason why it's important?
Well, in line 16 it says, a thank you letter is an additional sales piece. So remember, when you go to a job interview, you are in essence a salesperson. You are selling yourself and your skills. So when you write a thank you note, you're giving them another chance to remember you, and you're putting yourself again in front of them.
Good, good point. So beyond the reason of being polite, it kind of sells you as a polite person. Now, to me, this is walking a fine line, because you want to sell yourself, but you also want to remain sincere. And it could get a little tricky when you're in a position of putting yourself out there. You want to show the world your best foot forward, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But you also want to, so it could get like you're pouring it on too thick. People might be able to see through the fact that, oh, he's just doing this because he wants the job, not because he wants to be polite. Mm-hmm. Is there a danger in that?
For sure. And so I think it all comes down to your motivation. You know, yes, it is another way for you to get yourself in front of the interviewer, but it must be, as Steve said, it must come from a place of sincerity.
Yeah. What does the interviewer give us, Amanda, that we should be so thankful?
Well, the interviewer gave you the time and consideration to interview you.
Right. So maybe the interviewer, or the interview rather, lasted half an hour, hour and a half. Maybe the person walked you around the office and showed you around, met people, took some time and out of their busy schedule. So, yeah, I think that's deserving of a thank you note, right?
For sure. I mean, they had to spend time out of their day to do that for you. So it's something definitely to show appreciation for.
I certainly think they would be grateful to receive a thank you note. Now, we find on line 21, there's a fundamental rule of sales, and that is to keep the product in front of the buyer. So in a sense, as the author says, you are the product and the buyer is the one who hires you. And you hope that they buy you. You hope you get the job, right? So the letter gives ample space to comment on what you liked about the company. So maybe that's one thing you could include in the thank you note. Pick something that you liked about it. Amanda, what's another thing you could include in the letter?
Well, you could also include why your skills are of benefit to the company and how much you're interested in having this job.
Okay, so those are three things. Again, to me, be very careful, because all of that was covered or should have been covered in the interview process. So don't dwell on that too much. You could probably go over it quickly and say thank you, but if you pour it on too much, people might view it as you're sucking up to somebody, and that's not good. Okay, so taking notes at an interview, good idea or not, Campbell?
It's a good idea, very good idea, because then you can remember the things that were talked about, you know, the questions that you had that were answered. It shows that, you know, you pay attention to detail and that you are responsible.
Right. If you're looking for a job and you bring a notebook with you and you can write some things down, the person interviewing you will think, hey, this person is pretty serious about this job and might look at you in a different light because of that. But there's also another reason on line 28 why it's a good idea. Amanda, what does it say?
It says it saves you from having to scrunch up your face trying to remember some of the information you learned about the company and position during the interview. And I like that word scrunch, to scrunch up your face. It's when your face actually does contort and your eyes come closer together, your mouth and your nose, because it's the action we use when we're trying to remember something.
Yeah, I love the word too. It sounds similar to crunch, scrunch. It's when you tighten the muscles in your face, as you said. And Campbell, you just did that. Yep, you're scrunching up your face.
Right.
And people do that sometimes, as you said, Amanda. Oh, what did he say? Or what? You're trying to remember something so you can write it down in your thank you note. Well, you don't have to scrunch up your face if you took notes. Now, let's look at some ways to create a thank you note so that it becomes a less odious task. Line 5 at the top on the right-hand side, we see that word odious. And it's not a word we use too much, but it's a good word to know, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you definitely sound a lot smarter if you know this word odious. I don't think I've ever actually used this word, but it is a good word to know. Odious means that it's extremely unpleasant. It's causing and deserving hate.
Right. I have read it. I'll say that. I read it, but I don't normally say this word. Mm. You'll see it in written form more often than you hear it. Okay, let's go then to the first paragraph and see how we should say thanks.
First paragraph. Open with the initial thank you and include how you enjoyed the meeting. Say why. Maybe the people you met were exceptional. Perhaps their company philosophy was exactly what you had hoped for. Pick something out and put it down. Just make it real. Second paragraph. What took place during your interview? Pull out a piece of information that pleased you. Say what it was and tell them why. Discuss a particular aspect of the job you find appealing and reiterate why you'd be successful at it, how long you've been performing it, or how similar it is to something you've done in the past. Third paragraph. Wind it up. Reiterate your interest. Be enthusiastic. There's nothing wrong with coming right out and saying, "I'd love to work for X company."
Okay, we're not forgetting to say thanks after a job interview. And if you think it's a good idea to send a thank you note to the person who interviewed you for a job, then we have some suggestions for you on how to write that. Now, the author gives us a suggestion for the first paragraph. We should open it with an initial thank you and include how you enjoyed the meeting. So, yeah, just say thank you for your time. Thank you for meeting me. Thank you for showing me around the office. I appreciate it. And then say why you thank that person. Okay, what's the next thing, Amanda?
Well, maybe the people you met were exceptional. Exceptional means bigger than great. It means really, really great. Perhaps mm-hmm. even close to excellent. So you thought the people you met were really nice, really great, and you want to let the company know that that's how you feel.
Okay. What's the other reason we find on line 9, Campbell?
Well, you might think that the company philosophy was exactly what you'd hoped for. It's something that you feel that is in line with your own philosophy and what you wish to accomplish.
Okay, so you might think, oh, this place would be a great fit for me. We have a similar way of thinking about things. So pick something out and write it down. Just make it real. Meaning, again, be sincere. Don't just be doing this to curry favor with the person to get the job. Do it because it's nice to do, and it's appreciated by the person who receives the thank you note. Which reminds me, if you go to a job interview and you realize, oh man, this place is not for me. I don't want to work here. Send a thank you note anyway, right?
Right.
Because that's the spirit of this, is to say thank you for your time and for your consideration. So even if it's not a job that you think you'd want after all, send a thank you note. Okay. Now, the second paragraph, we see what took place during your interview. And again, you know what took place because you took notes during the interview. And what does the author suggest on line 14, Amanda?
He says, pull out a piece of information that pleased you and say what it was and tell them why. So something about what they said during the interview, you liked it and you want to let them know why you like it.
Okay, great. Discuss a particular aspect of the job you find appealing. And then we see the word reiterate. Why you'd be successful at it. And again, this is the idea that you're selling yourself a little bit. You're trying to tell people why you would be good at this job. But before we talk about that, let's go to the word reiterate. Reiterate. We see the R-E prefix, which means to do something again. Right, Campbell?
That's right. So to reiterate means to say something again, once or several times. So if you, a teacher might ask a student, can you reiterate to me the idea of this paragraph one more time?
Okay, so we do use the word also iterate, right? That is a word as well. You can iterate something, and then you can reiterate something. So reiterate why you'd be successful at the job, and sell yourself a little more if you want to, and tell the person how long you've been performing something or how similar it is to something you've done in the past. So again, you're selling yourself. Be careful. Be careful. Don't pour it on too much. How about the third paragraph now, Amanda?
It says wind it up, and that's a great phrase to mean just start ending your thank you note.
And I like the word note. Although it says letter in the deck, a thank you letter, I would suggest that you stay away from the letter mentality and keep it short. If you really indeed write a letter, people will be less inclined to take the time to read it. But if it's short and succinct, people will be more inclined to read it. Right, Campbell?
That's right. So that's why I think this formula that they give us is good. It's three short paragraphs. It's not a huge, long narrative. It's just three short paragraphs telling them why you enjoyed the interview and then what parts of the job you like, what you might be able to offer, and then just wrapping it up and then giving a final thank you in the end.
Good, good. It says also to be enthusiastic.
Yes.
And that is a good tip, but also it should match your enthusiasm for when you were going through the interview. What if you were not enthusiastic during the interview and then the note's like, oh, I loved it, you guys are great. It's not going to match.
Right.
And someone's going to think like, oh, this guy's not being sincere.
Mm-hmm. That's right, yeah. And I think it is a good tip and a good reminder that enthusiasm makes a difference. You know, I know for myself, I've missed out on a lot of opportunities because I haven't shown my enthusiasm. Because, you know, maybe in my heart I'm very excited, but, you know, outwardly I don't show. Because I don't want to be too like, oh my gosh, this is, you know, because sometimes that kind of throws me off. So I try not to be too enthusiastic sometimes. But because of that, then people are like, oh, well, then he's not that interested, and then they don't give me the job or they don't give me the opportunity.
That's a good point. I think we as people, sometimes we are reluctant to show our enthusiasm because it's considered weird or over-emotional.
Yeah.
And so we are more reserved, and we don't want to express that. So the author says it's okay. Be enthusiastic, and it's okay to say, I'd love to work for your company. But again, let that enthusiasm match the level of enthusiasm that you showed during the interview. Because if it doesn't match, someone's going to think, well, this guy's not really being sincere.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's quickly look at that little paragraph called Beware of the Eyes. I like this part. It says, don't start every sentence with I. It's not all about you. Mm-hmm. So it may be the easiest way to write the letter, but it's not only repetitive, it's egotistical, and it's a turnoff to the people reading it. So don't say, I had a wonderful time. Instead, you might say what?
It was a very fun time, or it was a great time.
You know? It was a great time. Take that word I out. What else could you say, Amanda?
It was a pleasure to see your company and the way people work and the way you spoke about your colleagues or something
awesome.
Like that.
Yeah, you could say, you were wonderful hosts. Thank you so much for taking your time. So put the spotlight on them, mm-hmm. not on yourself. Mm-hmm. And that would prove or make a more effective thank you note.
If any of you want to practice your thank you note writing skills, you can send us a thank you note and let us know what you enjoyed about our lessons from this month, and we'd love to hear from you.
Great idea. You can practice saying thank you, and you can practice your English at the same time. Well, friends, we are out of time. That's it for November. We hope you join us next time as we begin December's lessons. So, from all of us here at Advanced Studio Classroom, it's time to say goodbye. Bye-bye, everybody.